live from the authority of South Florida. The Rich Steven Show starts now.
Doing a real good show up there. I think we're proving our point, old buddy.
All right, let's take it from the top.
Today is Tuesday.
I want today to be known as Tuesday.
Have you ever gotten up first thing in the morning and felt that it's just great to be alive?
Excited about Tuesday.
Every breath is a gift of sweet life from above.
Say what?
I don't know. I mean, does anyone really pay attention to radio anymore?
Hey, it's show business, baby. You gotta start somewhere.
Show must go on, right?
Come on, it's showtime.
And I'll tell you what, it is a beautiful, well, actually, it's not a beautiful, but it's at least the weather is somewhat semi, not as cold as it is other parts of the country. How are you? Welcome to a Law and Order Tuesday. I am Rich Stevens in the studio with us, Michelle Suskauer. And before we jump into the Law and Order stuff, we have some personal business that I wanted to take care of before we bring in Michelle Suskauer. I mean, she's already here. You can say hello.
Hello.
Okay, but I mean, before we officially, and might I say, you look really great today. Must have come right from court.
I did. I just came right from court, and I didn't want to scare anybody, so yes.
Okay,
I,
good.
You know, clean up.
I thought that's the whole purpose. You do want to scare people. All right, so before we get to that, Hobo's here, Sharina's here, and I just want to point out a couple things. Today is the 5th, right? 5th of January, 2016?
Yes.
Okay, and you know, there's no doubt in my mind that most of the time, 9 times out of 10, it's the people that work behind the scenes that work so much, it's ridiculous. Now, you had a vacation. You had a baby. Well, your girlfriend had a baby, so you were gone for how many days?
I was gone for a week.
Sharina, did you have any time off for the holidays?
Yeah, I had the New Year's Day.
So you had one day.
Mm-hmm.
So Hobo had how long?
I had a week and a day.
So you had a week and
a
day?
Because I had Christmas off.
Okay, and you had one day?
Yes.
Okay, so I think you starting the new year may have started on the wrong foot because you're working too damn hard. Do
Why,
you think you're
do
you think you're working too hard?
Well, I guess a little bit, but you know, I don't mind. You know, I'd be at home doing nothing.
I mind because listen, you're a major part of this radio station, a big part of the Rich Steven Show. So I want to make sure that you are, you know, well rested so you can be your chipper self, and it's important. And you might be wondering, well, Rich, how do you know that Serena's working too hard? Because looking
know,
at
I was
you,
like, I was like, what did I do?
Well, looking at you, you couldn't tell that you're working too hard, but it's behind the scenes that, you know, I'm a little bit worried, especially starting a new year. And because you do such a great job, I want to make sure that you get, I think what I have to do, well, it depends on what you're going to say after I tell you what I'm talking about. I think I have to go to management and say, hey, Sharina needs a little bit of a break or something.
Oh, God.
All right. So, Hoba, let me ask you, because I wanted to. This happened yesterday afternoon.
Okay.
And the first thing I thought is, oh, my God. And then I kind of like let it blow off. And 3 o'clock in the morning, I woke up and I said to myself, what if it's me and not her? Now, let me explain what I'm talking about. Do you remember yesterday's show? We started talking about New Year's Eve.
Yes.
About some things that happened on New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Do you happen to remember the two things we talked about?
No.
Yeah, I'm asking the wrong guy. Okay.
Yeah.
We were talking about Anderson Cooper on CNN,
yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Do you remember who he co-hosted with?
Yeah, Kathy Griffin.
Right. And then we talked about her. I can't stand Kathy Griffin. And, you know, it's just over and over. We spend a lot of time talking about that, right?
Yeah, and the Don Lemon thing.
Right. And then we went from that and we started talking about somebody that was doing a cover of a song that she shouldn't have been doing in Las Vegas on New Year's Eve. Do you remember who that was?
Yeah, it was Adele's song done by Celine Dion.
Correct. Now, every day after the show, Sharina does a little synopsis of the Rich Steven Show, and she uploads the podcast. The podcast is fed to the Rich Steven Show app and iTunes and all these places, right? So that's a pretty big thing. You know, this. A few people, probably like 7 or 8 people that actually get this thing and listen to it. So the description's pretty important. So I want to read to you yesterday's description. And this is how I know that Sharina's working too damn hard, okay? She says, and I'm quoting, I'm reading it right off the app. We try to solve the mystery on how dogs should wear pants. Yes, we talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
Followed by Kathy Lee Gifford hosted the New Year's Rockin' Eve, much to Rich's dismay. What?
Okay.
What do you mean, okay?
Sounded good to me.
How did Kathy Lee Gifford get into the
I know that's the wrong person, but it sounds good.
And then she goes on, and she says, Cher covers the Adele song, Hello.
Cher?
What?
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So let me just point out again. It was Kathy Griffin that hosted New Year's Eve with Anderson Cooper, and Celine Dion covered the Adele song, but you somehow got Kathy Lee Gifford and Cher. So this is how I know you're working too hard. So after the show, if we can please correct this.
Yes, we will.
And I want to go into management, and I don't know if I should take you with me or not, but just say, hey, you either need a raise or you just need some time off because you're starting a new year working too damn hard. So I just wanted to point that out. Because when I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm thinking, well, maybe I said it wrong. Because every time you do the notes, they're like immaculate on things that we talked about. So how did you get Kathy Lee Gifford and Cher instead of Celine Dion and Kathy Griffin?
I think I was doing too many things at one time.
Obviously, that's the point. Thank you very much. You're working too hard. Take a little bit of a rest, okay? And thank you for all the hard work you do.
No problem.
So for all the people that emailed me and texted me about this yesterday, there's your answer to what happened. She just works too damn hard. That's it. She just too hard.
My bad.
It's good. Everything's good. 877-850-85. Thank you, Serena. I really do appreciate everything you do. 877-850-8585. So in the studio, Michelle Suskar, criminal defense expert attorney, right out of the courtroom. How did you get out of court so quickly and into the studio? How do you do that?
I'm very nimble. Very nimble.
I should point out, for some people that don't know, although if they follow you on social media, everybody knows, you happen to be married to a judge in Palm Beach County, too.
That's right.
So when you're a judge, do you get like some kind of pass that you could like fly over traffic and get here quick?
No, absolutely not.
So you want to
make sure that you are absolutely obeying all laws and being overly cautious. I just got to court early. I was the first, made sure I was the first one up so that I would not be late for the show today. Normally, I'm trying not to schedule anything on Tuesday mornings, but sometimes that obviously happens. So
just, you know, out of curiosity, because Law and Order under Rich Stevens Show starts at 9 o'clock, and if you were in the courtroom at 8:30 and the judge decided to, you know, either be delayed or hold you over, what would happen then? Would you call in from the cell phone?
I would have had to have done that, but the judge was perfectly on time.
Unusual in Palm Beach County?
No, just different. Even though court is scheduled normally for 8:30, there are certain judges that may not take the bench until then, or let the attorneys, at least in criminal court, work some things out so to make the time on the bench as productive as possible. But this particular judge is spot on 8:30, and I knew that, and I was there. I was the first one up so I could get in, get out, and be here.
Wow, that's just amazing. Well, thanks for doing that, and
sure.
Thanks for getting here on time. I appreciate it.
And by the way, Happy New Year.
Happy and healthy New Year to you as well.
Thank you. Haven't seen you for a year.
It seems like last year.
That's right.
And by the way, before we get into the real stuff, there's a situation that happened with Hobo yesterday that he just explained to me. And to him, you know, being a new, he had a baby over the
congratulations.
Holiday. And
it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah. Well, he didn't have the baby.
Understand.
There's a little bit of a problem. And I told him he should seek legal counsel. And then I said, well, wait a minute. Michelle Suskar will be in the studio tomorrow. We can bring this up and maybe you can help him.
Okay.
I realize this is not a criminal defense situation.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yes.
No, it's not. Thank God.
No, that is a good thing. She's saying that is a good thing.
Oh,
that
I'm
it's
confused.
Not a criminal defense. What? Is he sleeping too? What's going on?
I didn't have my coffee.
You know what? He has a new baby in the house. You need to give him a break. There is not a lot of sleep going on, okay?
All right, so let me explain to you what happened real quick, Michelle. Apparently, they were so excited about having a baby, and the baby was born on Christmas Day, by the way. So it's a Christmas baby. Even though he doesn't celebrate Christmas, he will now.
The baby's a gift.
Yep. That was my gift.
And as a gift from the hospital, what was the name of the hospital?
Bethesda.
They gave him a birth certificate with the wrong name on it.
No.
Now, he doesn't seem to think this is a big deal. I do, because I know somebody that had the similar situation. They told him when he said, well, wait a minute, this is wrong. And they said, oh, no, we'll take care of it. We'll mail you a new copy.
Okay.
So
I'm sure it happens with all the babies being born. I'm sure this is something that happens. Did they mail you a new copy?
I haven't received it yet.
Did you call administration at the hospital and let them know?
Hold on. Sidetrack.
No.
By the way, they gave the baby a Star Wars name. So this could actually be a news story, by the way. I'm telling you.
Luke Skywalker?
No. It's Logar.
Logar?
Yeah.
Logar.
As opposed to Logan?
Yes.
Logar? It sounds very rough.
I know.
Logar. That's right. Logar. That's not even Star Wars. I don't know what that is. It's sort of Scandinavian.
And it's been since Christmas Day, and today being January 5th, I'm thinking they had plenty of time.
It's with the holidays. I would call them today and follow up with that, or else Logarm, you know, is going to have to go through a formal name change.
That's,
you know?
That's what I was thinking, because that's what happened to a friend of mine.
And unless you like Logar.
And I think when you call, you know, throw the name Michelle Suskar around, because in case they want to screw with you, you know, because they don't want to screw with her.
I don't know about that.
So you don't think he's going to have a problem?
I really don't.
Okay. So by next Tuesday, safe to say that this should be resolved?
This should be resolved. And if you don't do something, meaning be proactive, which you need
to
be.
Call today.
Good.
See, the problem there is when you take hobo and proactive and you put them together, it really doesn't seem to mesh,
I tend
right?
to slack at times.
Yeah, sometimes.
But this is kind of too important to slack.
Right. This is a kid. This is a human being with the wrong, forgot the name from day one.
It would be kind of funny, though, when he went to school and then change it. But
it's funny for who?
It would be kind of funny for me, I guess.
By the way, speaking of Star Wars, did you know that The Force Awakens just broke all kinds of records and everything?
I did know that.
Okay, but did you also know there's another Star Wars film coming out this year?
What is it?
No, this is not a joke. Okay. I'm serious. You're a Star Wars fan. Did you know this?
I was reading a little bit something. I think they got like 7.
There's 5 more.
Yeah, 5 more.
But
like the
biggest anticipated movie release of this year is another Star Wars at the end of the year.
Amazing.
I didn't know. See, I'm not a Star Wars person. I didn't know anything about it.
Well, so you didn't see Star Wars?
No. Rather watch paint dry.
No, it was really fantastic. It really, really was.
Well, you and Hobo could have a good time. Because,
it was
you know.
It was a lot of fun. I'm going to see it again.
Really? But did you see all the other ones?
I didn't see 1, 2, and 3. I saw the original 4, 5, and 6, and it was funny because my kids, you know, the original came out, number 4 came out in 1977. So I was very young, but yes, I was here. And my oldest didn't get it. I don't understand it. I don't know why this is such a big deal. I said, look, let's see the first original one. And if you like it, then let's just see, you know, 4, 5, and 6, and then we'll go see the new one, 7. She loved it. And she is not a sci-fi person. She went crazy for it. And that's, you know, we watched Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi. It was great.
I'll enjoy it through her eyes then.
Okay.
Because I still have no desire to see it. And when I heard there's another one coming out,
Yeah, you know what? This is, you got to get with the program. I think it's awesome.
I think it's a different program, though.
It may be a different, yeah.
So, Jurassic Park, is that something you saw, too?
I did. I only saw the first one.
See, I have no desire to see any of those kind of things.
It was neat.
I don't know why. All right,
it's part of the fabric of our society. I don't know how you communicate without seeing these movies.
I communicate with a different fabric, apparently.
Maybe more cotton.
All cotton.
Polyurethane or something. Yeah.
Cotton breathes so much better. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about, I'd like to talk about the Cosby situation, because it's very interesting now that his wife is very involved. And the lawyers, I'm curious to know your thoughts on the Cosby attorneys and the Camille situation. In case you don't know, Bill Cosby was officially charged with sexual assault, which stems from a 2004 encounter with Andrea Constrand. He did not enter a plea, but his attorney called the charge unjustified. What a surprise. His wife, Camille, is now going to have to be deposed in a separate defamation case. Is this the beginning of the end of Bill Cosby? We'll talk about that next, right here on The Rich Stevens Show.
If it's happening, it's happening here. This is The Rich Stevens Show. Now, here's Rich Stevens.
Right on cue there, Hobo. Thank you so much. It's Law and Order Tuesday. What is the matter with him? He's like in another... I'm pointing my fingers and nothing's happening.
You really... He's in slow-mo.
Okay.
Okay?
See, I got an attorney in here to defend me.
Oh, my gosh. That's his new name right now.
Slow-mo?
Slow-mo.
Sounds like... How about Shloimo?
No, slow-mo.
Slow-mo.
It's like a combination
Hobo
with
slow-mo.
His name and Shloimo. Yes.
That's Michelle Suskauer. This is Law and Order Tuesdays. So if you can't do it on time, it's not the same.
Again, slow-mo.
It's got to be right there.
Yeah.
All right. So we have Michelle in the studio with us to talk about everything. You know, the funny thing is, by the way, on Facebook, there was a conversation between your Facebook and my Facebook, people asking who's the law and who's the order. I thought that was pretty clear.
Maybe you're more of a disorder.
Maybe you're both, the law and the order.
I could be.
I don't even know. If I could call in sick on Tuesday, you can just take over.
Actually, it should have been called law and disorder. actually. I think we need to change it and add a diss.
I don't know. I went and copyrighted Law and Order so nobody else can use it.
And then I hashtagged,
yeah,
okay, Law and Order Radio.
I saw that this morning.
Okay.
And last night, actually. Yeah.
Yep, no one else had that. I hashtagged it.
So you think it'll catch on?
Oh, like wildfire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is anybody telling you they're listening to this?
My brother listens.
Oh, so we have one listener.
Okay, yeah, great. but he listened to you before me.
Yeah.
So he's not listening because of me.
Did he listen to me on purpose or by accident?
No, on purpose. He likes you.
Wow. So he's the one. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. I want to talk about the Bill Cosby situation. I know people have questions about Bill Cosby because when we started talking about this last week, when we had you in the middle of that courtroom drama that you were, you were able to take the time and talk. I still don't know how you were able to talk to us. Now we know more about this. In case you missed it, 2015 did not end well for Bill Cosby. He was accused by over 50 women in public in recent months. The first criminal charges have been filed against Cosby in Pennsylvania. That's where he lives. Now, the Cosby was officially charged with three counts of aggravated indecent assault last week. This all goes back to the 2004 encounter with Andrea Constant, the former Temple University employee, that claims when she visited Cosby's Philly home, he drugged her and sexually assaulted her. In 2005, prosecutors decided there wasn't enough evidence to charge Cosby, but last month, newly elected District Attorney Kevin Steele reopened the case, came to a different conclusion. Now, in Pennsylvania, the statute of limitations is 12 years, which means these charges came literally within a matter of days before it was too late. Cosby did not enter a plea, but his attorneys are calling the charge unjustified. You'd do the same thing, right?
It depends on the language that you're... Remember, you're talking to a future jury panel. So, yeah, they're saying politically motivated.
And he said, make no mistake, we intend to mount a vigorous defense against this unjustified charge, and we expect that Mr. Cosby will be exonerated by a court of law. And it should be noted that Constant is the same woman that Cosby settled with back in 2006. But wait, there's one more thing, which I'll tell you about coming up after a quick timeout. And this is just an ongoing thing. So I'm curious to know what happens next. And the wife is involved. And wait to hear the story about Camille Cosby. Coming up next with Michelle Suskara, I'm Rich Stevens.
If it's happening, it's happening here. This is The Rich Stevens Show. Now, here's Rich Stevens.
So it's Law & Order Tuesday with Michelle Suskara. I am Rich Stevens. We're talking about Bill Cosby. And the one more thing that I left you hanging with is her husband's bad behavior is now catching up with Camille Cosby. A judge ruled that she will have to be deposed in a defamation case. Seven of his alleged victims filed against the comedian. She filed a motion to prevent her from having to talk, but a judge dismissed it because of the potential significance of her testimony. Camille is now scheduled to be deposed tomorrow. Now wait, there's even more. The embattled comedian may not have spoken up in court, aside from confirming he understands the charges, but he did take to Twitter the other day to thank his friends and fans over the weekend. He said, quote, friends and fans, thank you. Even though he hasn't said much, that's the latest that he, and the only thing he's quite frankly said, you know, publicly. Now, the deal with Camille, the attorneys filed an emergency motion yesterday to avoid the possibility of her giving a deposition in that defamation lawsuit, which is brought by the seven women who have accused Bill Cosby of drugging and in some instances sexually assaulting them. Now, Camille also acts as Bill's agent, was scheduled for that deposition tomorrow in Massachusetts, but it looks like she may not have to do that. And there's another story that says she may have to do it, but the judge ruled that the law only restricts testimony at a trial and not a deposition. So typical Rich Stevens speak, I have no idea what this is. Michelle, can you break this down?
Absolutely. So this is out of Boston because there's a lot of there are a number of actions that are going on right now involving Bill Cosby. We have one criminal case that we know that's out of Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, obviously, which we were just talking about, that he's out on $1 million bail. But then there's also a case in federal court that was filed just that you discussed out of in Boston. And that is a defamation case, and that's and then there are a variety of cases that Bill Cosby has filed where he's the plaintiff suing defamation against some of these women that have made accusations against him. So in this particular case where Bill Cosby is the defendant in a civil case in Boston, his wife is going to be deposed. They're going to take a sworn deposition from her. Cosby's lawyers did not want that to happen. They wanted to delay it. The judge said, no, the deposition's going to happen tomorrow. But the judge has sealed the deposition, meaning that the deposition normally would be able to be public. They're going to keep it under seal, which means it will be confidential, which means we can't see it, only the parties. It can't be released because of the confidential nature of some of the questions.
Now, is she being disposed as...
Deposed.
And when I keep saying disposed, is she being... Maybe that she should get disposed.
Yes.
Is she being deposed as his wife or the manager?
Well, that's a very good question. It could be both, depending on what she knows and when she knew it. Maybe also, you know, any intimate situations going on between, you know, the type of relationship that they have. I mean, this is the thing about depositions. Depositions are a discovery tool, which means you can ask a whole lot of questions in deposition that may not necessarily come into trial. But it's very, very broad, and there are very few things you can't go into in a deposition as opposed to a trial. So it's very, very broad, and they're going to be asking her a whole lot of questions that we may not hear about if this case ever does go to trial.
Do you watch The Good Wife?
I don't.
Oh,
so I don't watch. I do not watch a lot of television.
Well, I was just going to ask you, because that's my only experience with depositions, and my question was, is it as accurate as they portray on that? Is that what happens in these real-life depositions?
Well, depositions happen in civil cases and criminal cases.
But is it a bunch of people sitting around a conference table?
Well, it depends. In criminal cases, no. Because in criminal cases, the defendant is not allowed to be in the deposition. So it would be the defense lawyer and the prosecutor and the witness. Potentially, if the witness has civil counsel, they could be there too, but not participate. But in a civil case, all of the parties can be at the deposition, meaning the plaintiffs, the defendants, the person who's being deposed, all of the lawyers. So yes, it could be a big table. And a deposition could be videotaped as well.
And so every word that she says can or cannot be used by these other cases?
If it's released, it can be.
But if it's not released, you said it's being sealed, so that means nobody else can use it?
Well, no, if a deposition is sealed with the court's approval, it could potentially be used in the criminal case because it's a sworn statement, and a prior sworn statement is relevant and can be introduced in another matter.
And so what about the civil case? Is Gloria Allred at this point, you know, licking her chops saying, oh,
sure,
I can't wait to get this?
Absolutely. Now, Gloria Allred represents a lot of these women individually. It may not be that they're going to have any potential actions against Bill Cosby, but she's there as their representative. And if they are potentially going to be called to testify as witnesses in the criminal case, she'll be there.
That's Michelle Suskauer. I'm Rich Stevens, and we're trying to make sense. Well, actually, you understand it better than me. We're trying to break down the Bill Cosby situation. Do you think that eventually he's going to see jail?
Yes. Actually, I do. I think if he's convicted, yes.
So do you think he'll be convicted?
You know, this is going to be a very challenging case for Bill Cosby. First of all, it's going to be very challenging to get a jury if it goes that far in this case, because of the notoriety. And I'm sure his lawyers may want to try to move it out of Montgomery County. So that's something that's coming down the road.
How much down the road? I mean, are we going to see this year? Or is this?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
So he basically is free now.
Well, he is. It depends on how fast his lawyers want to push it along. But if his lawyers need more time, it could potentially be, you know, next year. There could be a lot of witnesses that are called. So I think that there's, you know, it could be some time.
With all due respect, Michelle, what lawyers wouldn't want more time?
Sure.
Right? Because they're making more money. So they're going to postpone this as much as they can, right?
Well, it depends on their fee structure. Are they getting a flat rate? Are they going to be getting hourly? But yeah, I mean, first of all, I think lawyers want more time because they need as much time as they can to do the best job that they can to defend him. And they have their work cut out for them because there are so many women. And if any of that other testimony comes in, which is called Williams rule evidence, which is testimony that is substantially similar to the allegations, if that evidence comes in, he's in big trouble.
Does the defense have anything that they can use to their benefit that this new prosecutor waited literally days before filing these charges? Can they use that?
Well,
for
them? They could try. The fact is that this newly elected prosecutor just was newly elected. So the fact is, it wasn't his filing decision to make until he had the ability to make it. And he was just elected in November. So it doesn't sound to me like he's been dilly-dallying too much since he took office.
Yeah, I mean, he went right for it, but
he went right for it, literally days
before the deadline.
Well, if he didn't do it quickly, then he would have missed his opportunity. And you can't, once the bell has rung for statute of limitations, it's over.
And at this point, now that they've gotten in under the wire, as the saying goes, he can take all the time he wants to put the case together.
Well, no. A defendant has a right to a speedy trial. So he has to have his case together unless Bill Cosby's lawyers waive his right to speedy trial and want to postpone it. A case has to be tried within a certain amount of time.
So if you were representing Bill Cosby, would you want to get it done quicker or do you want to put it off and delay for whatever?
Sometimes it's tactical. And you want to push the prosecutor and you want to keep their feet to the fire because you don't think they have their ducks in a row. In other cases where there may be a tremendous amount of witnesses and evidence, you need to do your due diligence and get the case postponed. So I'm not sure what their team is going to do here.
It's going to be interesting to watch. There's no doubt about that. And this is, you talk about reality shows, this is about as real as you can get.
And it's really just a tragedy, because when you have somebody who was so beloved for so long, such an icon and a role model, it's a sad situation. Like when we, you know, but again, he has a right to a fair trial. He has a right to his day in court, and we're going to see what happens.
Is it kind of along the same lines like when we found out Lassie was really a he?
No, it's not.
That's the first time I've thrown you off your game.
No, I was, by the way, not thrown off my game. I just thought it was silly.
You just looked at me and said, what the hell are you talking about? All right, this is Law & Order Tuesdays. There's still some more time, and that means there's some more to talk about. I think I have a better understanding now of the whole Cosby fiasco, which is good, and that's why I love to have you in, because you can explain it in layman's terms. A lot of people, you know, they see this stuff on television, and like me, I have no idea what all the legal mumbo jumbo is. That's what I love about you, because you can break it down. And at the same time, you can then turn your back the other way and just go in the same direction as the case is going and do it, you know.
I'm going to try, but it is complicated because there's so many different actions going on and so many different complaining.
Do the lawyers try to do this purposely to make it more confusing?
No, we don't try to purposely confuse people. I think it's just that.
I didn't put you in that. I said his attorneys. Are they trying to throw as much crap? Because it seems to me every other day I see another Bill Cosby attorney on TV.
I just think it's he has a variety of different actions going on in different courts, and he has a very big team that is working to defend him or prosecute, depending on the action that's going on. He has a variety of litigation going on in several different courts.
Yeah, and you know, there's one of the is it the plaintiff when you bring a
yes,
yeah, okay, one of the plaintiffs has been on the Rich Steven show numerous times. She lives here in South Florida, and we would talk regularly over the last couple years since she's been on. And now Gloria has said specifically she cannot talk to me or any media about anything. She can't even talk to me off the record.
Because her lawyer wants to have control of the message.
Yeah.
And that's the deal that she has with Gloria Allred, that Gloria is the only one that gets to speak for her, then that's the deal.
She did tell me that there's some things that will be coming out that will shock people. And I said, but, you know, how don't we know everything? She said there's even more that Gloria's uncovered. And I can't, for the life of me, I can't imagine what that would be, because I think we've heard just about everything.
Yeah, well, if it's more allegations or things, you know, involving his wife.
What else? Oh, okay.
I mean, maybe did his wife know? Did she know what was going on? I mean, we're talking about a lot of women that have made these allegations. Who knows? But it's going to be very, very interesting. And it's, again, very sad that his wife, who has been married to him for, a little under 60 years,
yeah,
or something,
long time.
is is involved in it, but she is, especially because she's his manager and his wife.
Yeah. And she looks like a heap, but that's an entirely different story. You're listening to The Rich Stevens Show. Quick timeout.
850 WFTL. I was going to say here's more Rich, but he's lost weight, so here's less Rich.
More than 50 pounds, thanks to my friends at 40 Day Reset. Thank you very much. And here's the deal. It's Law and Order Tuesdays. Michelle Suskauer in the studio, and we do this every Tuesday. I think what we should do is in advance, if you have a question for Michelle, you can text me on my cell, 305-707-7878. You could call 877-850-8585, or you could just email me, Rich, R-I-C-H, at 850WFDL.com, and we can get to some of those things. Do we have a...
You can also contact me on my website, too, if they have any questions, and they can contact me.
Okay, and how do they do that?
They can go on the website at suskauerlaw.com, or they can call my office, and I can, you know, email them directly back, 687-7866.
All right, there you go. Now, Michelle, listen, we only have a few minutes left. I think we have a little bit of time. The South Carolina police officer, actually, I should say the former police officer, was charged in the deadly shooting of a black man, is out of jail on bond. You might remember that the North Charleston police officer, Michael Slager, is facing a murder charge for killing Walter Scott. This was back in April of last year. And the incident actually may never have been discovered had it not been for the cell phone video that showed up. Now, this isn't Slager's first run at freedom. He was initially denied bond in September. Yesterday, a new judge said that he could go free on house arrest on a $500,000 bond. And the trial date set for October 31st. How does this work where, I mean, do the lawyers just keep going back and back and say, hey, let him out?
Well, again, I don't know why there's a new judge in the case. And it could be because judges change divisions. So they're also, you can bring a case back for another bond hearing if there's some new and different circumstances that you wanted to bring to the court's attention. So I'm not sure why, but I'm sure there's going to be some outrage that he's not going to be in custody until the trial date later in the year. But it was a significant bond that he had to post, which is $500,000, as well as, you know, he can't leave his home under special circumstances. Yeah. Another thing that courts are going to take into consideration is if a police officer is in custody, they have to be in special protection. They cannot be in general population because of the danger to them. And so that may be something that the court was taking into consideration well in terms of the cost to the community, North Charleston or Charleston in general, in terms of keeping the officer in protective custody.
So now he's on house arrest. The only way he can leave his house is for court hearings. He can visit his attorneys. He can go to church or doctor visits.
Sure.
That's the only things. Is this a high bond for a situation like this, or do you think
for a murder case? You don't have to even get a bond on a murder case. You're not entitled to a bond on a murder case. So, but it is a significant bond, especially for someone with limited means. I'm sure that he doesn't have a tremendous amount of money.
And so for that $500,000, does that mean he has to put up $50,000 or is
it is? It depends on what the court wants to do. But normally, if it was down here, it's 10% plus collateral. Property to cover that.
So he might have had to put his house up.
Oh,
as well.
I'm sure, or someone had to put their house up.
Just an incredible story to watch. And again, another one of these cases. I don't want to tie them all together, but you have to look at them and say, you know, it's another situation with a white cop on the. I guess people you can say that are went rogue, and shot this guy, and he clearly on the video to me. And I'm not a lawyer, but. It just looks like an open and shut case.
I don't think anything is an open and shut case, but the video is very, very damaging, very powerful, and it's going to hurt him.
It's very disturbing, too, to watch that video. And, of course, the jurors will all see that video.
Absolutely, if it goes that far.
Yeah. So you think they might how do you settle something this?
But the whole thing, Rich, is that most cases do not go to trial. In this particular case, do I see this is that the community is going to need to have a trial in this case? Like, sure. But again, if most cases resolve, this case may not.
All right. That's Michelle Suskauer. I am Rich Stevens. This is Law and Order Oh, forget it. Just forget it. Don't ever bother.
He's sleepy.
I know. He's sleeping on the job. Maybe by next Tuesday he'll.
We'll give him a week to recover from baby.
All right. Thank you, Hobo. Thank you for listening. Michelle, thank you so much for being here. It's always a pleasure to have your smiling face in the studio.
It was a lot of fun.
And we'll talk to you next Tuesday. It's Law and Order Radio Tuesdays on The Rich Stevens Show.